morning, Advanced Machining.
Hey, good morning. Is John in?
Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff, just trying to touch base here.
Okay, this is his wife, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. How's it going?
Yeah, he's really busy on a special project right now. So is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah. Do you help him out with the finances of the business?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect. Of course. The husband and wife deal. Okay. I was actually just trying to follow up here. We had mailed out something to the business, a finance offer a couple weeks ago. I wasn't too sure if somebody happened to come across it. So I was just kind of trying to follow up with it and see if somebody, you know, saw it. It was a pre-approval for some working capital and equipment financing for about $250,000. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's kind of why I was just following up and, you know, seeing if there was something coming up. excuse me. We have you guys pre-approved based off of, some history you guys had with U.S. Bank Corp for some equipment back in 2008. So I was just trying to introduce myself and see if you guys have anything coming up in which we might be able to help you out.
Yeah, not that I know of right now.
Okay. Is there a typical time of the year where you guys kind of sit down and look at the books and see if you might want to bring some equipment on or looking for some additional capital?
Our year ends March 31st, so somewhere around January, February, we got to look to see what we have and what we're going to do with it, our money. Yeah, I don't think we're going to need to go outside.
Okay, do you guys still go through U.S. Bank Corp? Was that just kind of a one-time deal to bring on some equipment?
Actually, we used our local bank. They gave us such a good deal on the last purchase.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Yeah, we're not here to, like, you know, step on anybody's toes, compete with your local bank or anything like that. We act as a secondary source of funds for a lot of the businesses.
Yeah. What is your interest rate at now?
It depends. I mean, are you looking more along the lines of equipment or working capital?
Equipment.
Right. For equipment, for us, it's usually the mid single digits. And we get you like set up on terms, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, you know.
Yeah, we usually take 5 years, but what's the interest rate?
It really depends on how you guys look down on paper. We don't have a set interest rate. We start off in the single digits and kind of see the overall health of the business. If you guys are producing revenue, how you guys did last year, how you guys are doing this year, we kind of take a look at a few other things. But with us, we kind of base it off a couple different factors. It's not necessarily, a one-time just set rate that we have. We kind of try to customize the rates to meet your needs and to see how it would fit with the business.
Yeah, the only thing, complaints I had about U.S. Bank Corp way back in the day is it was like hell to give me a end of the year statement what I paid for interest for my account.
Okay. Yeah, with us.
It was like pulling teeth. I'm like, are you kidding me? You guys can't tell me what I paid in interest and principal. I was giving them a root canal. That really ticked me off that they didn't want to give me that information. But anyway.
So they just kind of had a hard time giving you the one answer that you were looking for. Okay, how much did I pay this year? How much am I going to pay? And things like that.
I just need it from my accountant, my year-end totals. I mean, come on. Anyway.
Okay, well, here's what I can probably do for you. Do you mind if I just shoot you over my information? You know, you guys can have me on file if you guys are looking to bring something on before the year's end, because I know, a lot of machine shops and businesses kind of look to bring on equipment before December's end, at least, to take advantage of those tax write-offs. Is that something that you guys are kind of looking to do?
Like I said, it wouldn't be till like March 31st, right before that. Not year-end, probably. Not before December 31st.
Right, just your guys' fiscal year-end.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a typical...
I don't want you to send me an information because I know about you guys because I've used you before. So if I need you, I will give you a call. My local bank gave me such a good rate. They're like 3%. So that was awesome on this last machine we bought last year, was it? So, it's been hard to beat that.
It is. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, if you have a 3% rate, that's kind of a difficult one, you know. But do you guys normally shop around, kind of see, you know, what type of rates are out there? Or do you typically just stick with them?
Last year they gave me such a good rate. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'll take it.
What did you guys bring on last year? Was it a new CNC machine?
We brought in OKK. Huge.
And okay.
Big thing.
Yeah, how much did that run you guys?
60.
60? Okay, yeah. No, I actually just tried helping out a guy. Got him approved for it was a $500,000 CNC machine. It was like a laser cutter one, like one of the more advanced ones, and I helped him got approved for it. And so it's a big process, but you know, I'm kind of familiar with this type of financing.
Yeah, we went to you guys and we bought through Midland Machinery back in the day. So used you guys, and that's why we went through to you. But, well, anyway, yeah. Thanks for calling.
Of course.
Who did we work with? A Krause there? Krause back in the day? I'm sure he's retired by now. That was a long time ago.
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
For the Bank of Cardiff or U.S. Bank?
Bancor, yeah.
Oh, with U.S. Bank. No, you know I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff, right?
Bank of... Oh, I thought you said U.S. Bancor.
No, I was referencing that you guys did work with U.S. Bancor.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, no, we're a completely separate entity from U.S. Bancor, but they're like an affiliate in our network. So we found like your guys' information and saw that you guys were credit worthy. We saw that you'd done some work with them, and you know, we wanted to see if you guys had something coming up where we might be able to help out.
Okay.
You know, is there a typical time of the year where you guys you know, start picking up, like a busy season?
Oh, we're swamped right now. Yeah, probably around May.
Around May, okay. And when you guys, you know, start getting swamped right now, I would assume, do you guys ever run into cash flow problems? Has that ever happened to you guys where some of the customers don't pay on time if you're like a net 60, net 90 type deal? Or you
really lucking out that way.
Are you guys a net 30 type deal?
We are, but nobody pays in 30. They pay 45.
Oh, they pay 45? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys happen to run into cash flow problems where you're kind of strapped for cash?
No.
Mm-hmm. Nothing of that nature. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, just a quick question, just you know, to amuse myself here. If you guys did have $250,000 in your pockets right now, would there be something that you could use that for?
No.
Nothing in particular. No projects. No renovations. Expansion.
Nope. Mm-mm. Just moved into this brand new building 2 years ago, so nope.
Right. Yeah. I was kind of looking through your guys' website and noticed that. Much bigger facility. Have you guys maxed out the capacity for equipment? Is that why you kind of are still bringing some things on? Or have you, you know...
No, we're just set. We're really, really, really happy.
Okay.
We're at right now.
Okay. Well, here's what I can do. You know, I don't want to, you know, take up any more of your time here, but I do have on file that the email is just an info at. And I can just shoot over my information so you guys have me on file, and in case you just
want to... No, I don't want you to do that. I get so many emails a day, I don't. I will get a hold of you.
Okay. Do you want me to leave my my number with you?
Yeah, would you? What
yes.
was your first name?
It's Niko, N-I-K-O.
Okay.
And then, the Bank of Cardiff is spelled like car and then different, so C-A-R, and then D as a dog, I-F-F as in Frank.
Wow.
Yeah. And then my direct line is 858-779-0432.
Okay.
Yeah, so if anything does come up, you know, feel free to give me a call. I'm sure that we can help you guys out if you're looking to shop around. And the good thing about us is that we actually have a 24-hour approval process, so you don't have to wait those 30 days to hear from your bank. From your local bank, I know they take a little while, but we actually can get you approved within 24 hours and then fund you within 48. So it's a really quick turnover, and it's a really quick process that we have here, and it's kind of what we're known for. And that's,
okay.
You know, that's a big appeal to a lot of the businesses we work with.
Okay, sounds good. Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
I appreciate
Nicole.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
You take care. Have a great rest of the week.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now.